Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Otto Loos.
Right. Still looking forward to hearing from Christina.
Oh, we all do.
He likes all these papers in front of me, knows there's a lot of information going on.
Do you know if Lauren Toomer is going to be on soon in reference to housing and stuff like that?
No, she's actually on my list to reschedule, though.
Because she does in getting a house prepared before...
She's in the buildings department.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, she's in the buildings department.
Yeah.
Because in the paper recently, there was this situation where you have work done on your house, and people are actually charging you tax for it, and you're not supposed to. Anything that you buy in the store,
mm-hmm.
if I go out to buy something to make a capital improvement on my home, you don't have to pay taxes on it because ultimately you'll get taxed when you sell your home. It's a capital improvement. You're not going to get taxed twice.
So...
And it's a code in the rules. It's ST-124.
So if you go to, let's use a name like Home Depot,
right.
And you want to buy some wood or whatever because you're going to build whatever.
Put an extension on your own home.
Put a garbage bin in where
right.
you put your garbage pails. And you tell them that you're going to do that. They really, in theory, should not charge you taxes?
You have to fill out a form.
Really?
ST-124.
Really?
I'm writing that down.
It's an IRS.
I never heard of
that. I'm calling my husband and telling him about
this. ST-124.
Yeah, I never heard that.
It's an interesting number, 124, Otto.
It is.
Why is that?
It's the code on this particular thing.
ST-124.
ST-124.
It's amazing how it always ties in with when, what happened.
Oh, that's right.
124 days ago.
124 days ago was Christina's birth. You see how these things, that's synchronicity.
That
didn't even know that was happening.
That's right.
I'm just here to save all you on taxes. So it really all just works out very well. But that's really fascinating. So if I have a company come in or something,
right.
are they supposed to charge? Like, so if I have my bathroom done. So they're not supposed to charge tax either, or
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't be taxed on that because it's a capital improvement. Just like when you go to Restaurant Depot, a whole separate subject,
mm-hmm.
they don't charge you tax on the food there because it's only being sold to restaurants. They're going to charge you the tax. You shouldn't be double taxed.
So where do you get this form?
I don't know. I looked it up online.
So, I mean, like, do you have to...
Put in 124 and see where it goes.
Do you have to bring the form in yourself?
That I don't know.
Oh,
now you're pushing it.
Jay's going to be all over this.
But no,
you might have made Jay's day, so...
Is it really ST-124?
Yeah, it's ST-124.
So just Google
ST-124. That's right. Well, you know what we'll be doing after the show.
ST-124. Because when you sell the house, you buy a house for $100, you sell it for $1 million, you're
going
to pay capital gain. But if you've paid on a capital gain on $800,000 worth of materials mm-hmm. you put into it, why should you be paying a capital gain again?
So there should be a long line of people at a Home Depot or a Lowe's.
They have cards already, and they're not going to pay the taxes. They probably have forms.
No, but I, as a person who's
right.
not a professional builder, will do things in my own home.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So does that mean that...
Capital improvement. Like, I don't believe paint is a capital improvement.
Right.
But
it's
if
like
you're
more,
putting
right.
a new window in... That's a capital improvement. You're replacing your stoop.
A toilet seat would not be a capital improvement.
No, I don't think
so.
Yeah.
That'd be
replacement.
Like, yeah.
Right.
Right.
Because I'm in the market for one of those.
You're going to have to pay your taxes on it.
We'll get someone to talk about the best toilet seats, Otto, for you. But that's a really
that's
fun
That's more path. Complicated, too, than meets the eye, by the way.
It actually is. It's a very hot topic in my household, I must say. And my dad is extremely obsessed with the new toilet we had put in. He's like, for some reason, I was like, you just seem somehow like anything that I have, so I'm not really. So that actually is very timely.
There's oval.
There is.
It really is.
You know, as a side note, speaking of improving your house, is that, you know, my husband and I, we redid our bathroom. We had a company redo our bathroom about, you know, a couple of months ago, and you know, we did the whole design process, and I'm just saying, okay, you know, we'll pick out some tile, you know, a shower head, call it a day. The work that goes in, including picking the shape of your toilet, which I've
That's
never
right.
paid any attention to in my entire life,
and the height,
yeah, there's a lot. And then because then I was panicked because we wanted to make sure the new thing would fit in the, you know, current mm-hmm. bathroom because we weren't making that bigger, so there was a lot to factor. So, you know. And this I have to go look back now and see if I was charged tax, because now I'll be like super pissed off.
I was going
to
ask you that question.
Can you go back with your form and say I was not supposed to be charged tax is the question. But I'm definitely going to read up about this. So thank you, John, for
Probably
that fun
Probably redoing
fact.
Bathrooms, by the way, is a topic for seniors that.
No, well, you know, even with accessibility and right. stuff, you know, because right. that, I mean, that's like a whole new ball game, and I actually want to schedule someone to come back, because I mean, there's constantly these new, you know, ways of really aging in place, you know, and different heights of things, and, you know, grabbing onto things. You know, you get in the whole realm of grab bars, too.
It's I'll just, tell you one, frankly, I had from personal experiences, the width of the bathroom door.
Yeah.
Can you get a
wheelchair
yep. in there,
right,
or
right,
can't
right.
you? Mm-hmm. We couldn't. Mm-hmm. And I still have never fixed that.
Yeah.
But I thought about it. You know, I should really get a bathroom frame. But then what that involves is because now you knocked half the wall down.
Right.
Now you got to get paint and then do the.
Oh, it starts
so it
everything.
Becomes a project.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, but it's
even the floor, the whole works, right? I agree.
Yeah. Should be looked at, the floor.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, nothing matches up.
Right. Yeah.
But just it's Certificate of Capital Improvement.
Oh, I'm writing that down right now.
ST-124.
Certificate.
And it has to be certified that the work was capital improvement, not like painting
right.
and different. You know, you buy curtains, that doesn't count.
Right.
You should take the curtains with you. I know that's we're not giving tax advice to anybody.
No,
just
but that's
something
a,
to look
no,
into.
That's because
right.
you know that's just
well, if you happen to self, you have the ability to
right.
Do
if you're going to be building
project,
enough
mm-hmm.
something on the house, you're going to spend
don't.
A couple of $1,000s.
right. What if I did? But that was very informative. Thank you, John. See, we learn something every show.
Week, every
and, you know,
week.
And it's always tied in with my birthday, which is just amazing.
yeah, coincidental. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
it really
coincidence.
Is.
Christine is now 124 days into the next year.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I just can't wait till we start counting down to your birthday. It's really what I get excited about, guys. But on top, you know, aside from the Certificate of Capital Improvement, Otto was very interested in the bat houses we were talking about during the break that are going up in North Hempstead. And I was actually, you know, when I first saw this, I went home and I was telling my husband about it. I said, this is really a cool idea. I thought it was because, you know, North Hempstead on, you know, just always tries to find some kind of eco-friendly solution, mm-hmm. which I always think is, you know, that's their first thing. You know, if anything, to avoid having to spray some kind of chemicals, you know, which sometimes you have to do, obviously. But this is great. And I think, John, you were saying that the bats can catch some kind of, like, extremely high number of mosquitoes.
1,000 a minute.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah. In a controlled
environment. In a controlled space, right.
No, 1,000 an hour. I'm sorry, 1,000 an hour. They can eat 1,000 mosquitoes an hour in a controlled environment. That's the statistic.
I didn't know we had that many bats in anywhere in North Hempstead, for example. Where do they hang out? I guess they...
Way up in the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in the woodsy areas, because it's, you know... Outside North Hempstead, one of my good friends lives in Huntington, and, you know, they have, you know, because any place there's, like, a lot of big trees, and what, you know, you'll actually see it, because you know, we would be in the backyard. I was like, no, you don't have a bat. They're like, no, watch. You'll see bats flying around.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, you know, they're up high. And
But I thought they only do these things at night.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just zoom, 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 eating away, and they go back to
and
bed.
And they go back in,
That's why you're putting these little
houses in for them
to make them more comfortable, that they'll stay longer, like a vacation.
And I think, you know, what I love about this whole thing is that they're doing it in conjunction with the Boy Scouts who are helping to build the boxes, which I thought is a cute little concept. So it's just hopefully this works. You know, they're going to be putting them up all around in a bunch of different areas.
I'm just going to pass on something very quick. I heard it on the news the other morning. They call them, like, garbage mosquitoes. The mosquito that has the Zika virus, referred to it secondhandedly as a garbage mosquito, meaning it stays in the waters, like, outside your house. You have you left
like
a little bucket
water,
out. And they can only fly 300 feet. So, therefore, do yourself a favor and keep the water around your house.
Huh.
Keep, you know, you have a little puddle, sweep it down, sweep it dry.
Because
they're not coming thousands of miles. They're not coming hundreds of miles. They're not coming a mile. They're coming 300 feet.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, that's good to
and they
know.
Die.
Yeah.
They don't go any further. They don't have the energy to go any further. That's what they said on the radio. So it makes sense to keep, you know, everybody has that little thing in the backyard. There's
of
a little puddle.
Yeah.
Let's just go back to the bat boxes for a minute.
Yes.
The bat cave. Yeah,
he likes it.
This is a box where bats live. I mean, it's just like building.
It's like the Hotel California
for
bats.
No, it is. It actually, I mean, all jokes aside, that's the concept. It's almost like a birdhouse for bats.
Really?
Yeah.
And do they put them high up? Or
yes.
Really?
They're usually high up.
I'm going to have to make a point of... looking for
this. Yeah, so the locations of the bat boxes.
They have them in
is
Hempstead Harbor Trail.
Otto, you can't put any stop signs on the branches for these poor bats. Let them be.
Otto's going to be looking for Batman. He's all excited.
I'm really
now.
Curious.
But it's at Manorhaven Beach Park, Harbor Links Golf Course, Clark Botanic Garden, Plandon Pond Park, Whitney Pond Park, and on the Hempstead Harbor Trail. So it should help.
Well, if it's a success, there's probably lots of other places they could put these.
I know, because when I went home and told my husband, he's like, I think we should get a pet bat. That was like his solution.
They're pretty high up. They're in high trees. Yeah. You're not getting bats like 10 foot above you. Like we had a country house years ago. That the bats are the
really
peaks
high
of the highest trees. You see little black things shooting back and forth at night.
Hmm.
But yeah, it was just
maybe that's a good business to go into.
There you go, and the Boy Scouts.
Well, how did the Boy Scouts get them up?
I think they're just making it. I don't know if they're the ones actually installing. But no, I think it's just another example of North Hempstead kind of doing some new innovative things. So.
And it's ecological.
Yeah, it really
is. They're not doing anything crazy. They're using the wood. They're using stuff that's floating around and trying to make a home.
So, anything helps because I'm certainly eaten alive myself by bugs constantly.
Well, you know what? I'm just reading here, and it's not just mosquitoes, but they actually control other pesky and disease-borne insects.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's really
everyone should get a bat. I think.
Simple idea, but it can be very effective.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Anything I think really helps. So it's a wonderful thing. So and we are rapidly running out of time up. Call 311. We obviously have tons more of events that we will be talking about on the upcoming weeks. If you have any questions, 311-869-6311.
And if you're looking for, I don't know if we have any realtors who sell bat houses, because I think that's where he's going next. He's going to be in the market for a bat house.
I'm thinking, maybe one of these Fun Day Monday things, it might have a little stand.
There you go.
Selling bat houses.
That's it for this week. I want to thank everybody for listening here to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP. I want to thank Janine and Dan, and of course, Chris, the engineer who always make this possible every week to go nice and smooth. Have a great weekend, everybody.